The National Basketball Association's playoffs have begun, and by the end of June, that's right, the end of June, the league will have a new champion. This year's postseason marathon is taking place against a backdrop of several business issues for the league, which Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us to discuss. Stefan, the league and its players are negotiating a renewal of their labor agreement that expires on June 30th. Any threat of a hockey situation, a shutdown next year?
I think it's slim to none. The current labor agreement is pretty favorable to the owners, but the players make almost $5 million a year on average, so you have those two balancing factors that argue for getting a deal done. Having said that, the two sides are talking. They were supposed to meet today, but an agreement is not coming easily.
What are the main issues?
The length of player contracts and annual salary increases. The owners would like to see the maximum long-term contract cut to 3 or 4 years from 6 or 7 now, and they want to slice a few percentage points off of the maximum annual pay hikes, which are 10 or 12.5%, depending on the player. The goal is to reduce the number of contracts that don't pay off in the long-term, bad deals, guys that end up past their prime or sitting on the bench. And those contracts are a real drain on teams that are losing money, and they also prevent teams from shaking up their rosters to try to get better. But you can understand why the players are not thrilled about this. So expect some trade-offs, like new rules that would give players a better ability to change teams.
Now, there's another issue that we hear a lot about, and that is NBA Commissioner David Stern supports a minimum age for players entering the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, he's been advocating for this for a few years, but now is really the best chance for him to get it. Partly that's because the league is emboldened by the court rulings that upheld the National Football League's minimum age requirement last year. So I think you could see a minimum age of 19 or 20 for U.S. players and maybe 20 for foreign players.
And the idea would be to keep high school kids from jumping straight to the NBA and skipping college?
Yeah. Exactly. 8 high school kids were taken in the first round of the NBA draft last year, and Stern has argued that a limit would send the message to kids that they shouldn't focus on playing in the NBA right away. Most 18-year-olds who have been drafted by NBA teams have done well over time, but the benefit of a limit would be it would bolster the college system, the NBA would get more physically and emotionally mature employees, and owners wouldn't have to pay players who aren't contributing from the outset. The downside, of course, is they'd have to wait a year or two to get a LeBron James.
But does it appear that the players' union is willing to go along with an age limit?
I think so, as a bargaining chip. And the reason that the union hasn't staunchly opposed this, or isn't staunchly opposing this right now, is that it represents players who are already in the league. So an age minimum would help preserve the jobs of 10 or 20 veterans who would otherwise lose their slots at the end of the bench. I think a bigger concern to the union is a league's plan for a true minor league in which players can be sent up and down to affiliated minor league teams like in baseball.
Well, finally, let's actually talk about the basketball games in the playoffs. The Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers, are not in the playoffs this year, but there are some other contenders that have something to recommend them.
Yeah, the Lakers' absence won't help the NBA's TV ratings, but this wasn't a very good team with Kobe Bryant, but without Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq's new team is the Miami Heat, and they are, of course, going to draw some casual fans now. And the NBA has just been a lot more fun to watch this year, which I think will make for better playoffs. The game has become more up-tempo, more scoring from teams like Phoenix, Seattle, and Denver, and you have the return of the Chicago Bulls without Michael Jordan, but with a group of young and energetic players.
Stefan Fatsis, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal and talks with us about sports and the business of sports on Fridays.